You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Roger Sutton. Researchers from the University of Michigan Health System and the Veterans Administration Ann Arbor Healthcare System say sedentary and overweight people with type 2 diabetes who participated in a walking study were more motivated to walk if they wore pedometers and consulted a website that tracked physical activity. UM family medicine professor and VA research scientist Carolyn Richardson.
We found that on average, those who used the Stepping Up to Health web-based program and an enhanced pedometer increased their walking significantly by about 2,000 steps, or about an extra mile of walking every day. The Health web-based program delivered several parts of the intervention, including very detailed feedback about their previous walking behavior. It also delivered some tailored motivational messages, and most importantly, perhaps, some automated calculated goals based on what their walking had been the week before.
Richardson says for half of the participants, the goals were lifestyle goals in which any step taken during the day counted. The other half received structured goals in which only steps taken during long walks that lasted at least 10 minutes counted. The structured goals participants had a smaller target number of steps to take in a day than the lifestyle group. Study participants in both groups increased their walking significantly during the program, and there was no difference between the groups in terms of increased walking. However, the type of goals that participants were given in the study strongly influenced their satisfaction with the program.
Those who were given structured goals, where they were told they had to walk a certain distance before it would count, weren't so happy or satisfied with the intervention. We only followed the participants for about 7 weeks in this study, so it's hard to say what would happen long term, but it's clear from the satisfaction ratings and from the fact that the people in the structured goals group were less likely to remember to wear their pedometer every day and wore it for a few hours during the day, we can sort of predict that they'd be less likely to continue to wear it later.
Richardson says the fact that the lifestyle goals participants were more satisfied with their program suggests that the lifestyle goals approach may be more successful for many people than a program that only recognizes long periods of activity.
Even though we didn't tell them that they needed to take long walks in the lifestyle group, most people in the lifestyle group who significantly increased their walking did so by electing to go on longer walks rather than by doing few steps here, few steps there, adding up throughout the day.
Why the emphasis on tracking how much one is walking?
It's important to know how much you're walking so that you know whether you succeeded in meeting your goals or not, you know whether you're getting better at it or not. Some people are very good at tracking their goals by just looking at their watch. Other people do fine by just counting the number of laps they walk around the mall. If you have a way of tracking that works for you, that's perfectly good. But for people who do different kinds of walks in different places and who don't know exactly how much they're getting, or who add up shorter walks throughout the day, a pedometer can be very valuable in helping to track, because that kind of walking is much harder to track.
Richardson notes that for anyone beginning a walking regimen, there are some basics to consider.
They need a very good pair of walking shoes to make sure that their feet remain healthy. They need to start out slowly, especially if they've not done much walking or exercise recently. If walking is boring, finding a walking buddy. And then what we recommend is a good pedometer. And if you want extra help from a personal coach and help with weight loss and diet tracking, consider using one of the internet-mediated services.
Richardson's team is also studying the effectiveness of pedometers in motivating any people, not just diabetics, to increase their levels of physical activity.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.